How do you give happiness to your children? By Krishna's mercy.
Ram Bam Disi Janki Lakhan Dahini Or. Dhyan Sakal Kalyanmay Surtaru Tulsi Tor.
Quote, meditating on Sri Rama, who has Janki to his left and Lakshman to his right, brings all auspiciousness and is your wish-fulfilling tree, O Tulsi. Dohavali, 1.
It's not everybody, but certainly you will come across parents like this. They basically live for their children. They are not necessarily spoiling them. It is not like they will give in to every demand, completely eliminating rules and regulations, and buying everything requested. But if you study their daily lives, everything revolves around the children. These parents live for the children. If you ask them directly, if you get to the heart of the matter, they will admit the truth. They will say that they want their children to be happy. That is the primary objective in life. We can discuss the merits of that objective at a later time. Perhaps the focus is in the wrong place, but since this is a loving relationship, there is nothing you can do to change the situation. The desire is as integral an aspect of nature as the sun rising in the morning and the clouds pouring rain on the fields in the summertime. If a parent has this objective, what is the best way to fulfill the desire? Notice that they are not necessarily looking for fame, fortune, notoriety, and the like. They just want the children to grow up to be happy. Is not the Vedic culture stifling in this area? If you force tapasya on someone who doesn't want it, won't they miss out on what life has to offer? How is worshipping in a regulated manner going to give someone happiness?
The secret to life is found in the Sanskrit poem known as the Ramayana. It is revealed in a single verse ironically spoken by someone who would typically be considered a villain. Queen Kekhi has just seen her husband die, due directly to her demands that he was compelled to fulfill, to maintain his honor and reputation as an honest leader of the citizens of Ayodhya. Kekhi indirectly killed her husband for the sake of her son. She wanted Bharata to be happy as the next king. To remove any rivals from the scene, Kekhi demanded that her husband's eldest son, born of a different queen, be banned from the kingdom. Bharata was not around when the events transpired, but when he returned he was devastated at the loss of Dasharath. He asked what his father's parting words were, at the time of final departure, and Kekhi responded. She said that Dasharath declared that those people who would see Sita, Rama, and Lakshman return to Ayodhya would be truly fortunate, Siddhartha. This is a direct window into the secret to life. Goswami Tulsidas presents the same truth in the opening couplet to his Dohavali. He says that meditating on these three personalities will bring all auspiciousness, Kalyana. It is like a wish-fulfilling tree, Shorataru. Sri Rama is an avatar of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. His eternal consort, Sita Devi, is the goddess of fortune. Lakshman is the number one servant to God. Worshipping them directly is different than approaching any other benefactor or powerful personality. Other divine figures may grant benedictions immediately. Whether the gifts are good for me in the long run will not be considered. There are limitations in terms of availability within the land of birth and death. There is the issue of competition with other worshippers. First come, first serve. Approaching God directly will always be for my good. If he fulfills desires, I have achieved success. If he fails to come through, it is because a higher plan is in mind. Whatever happiness I am looking for is available through him. The parents who pass on this tradition of worship have given the key to happiness to their children. They have shown the way. Whether the child grows up to be a traveling preacher, a wealthy business person, or an associate in a profitable organization, they will have a link to happiness. Providing this tradition of worship is like giving the entire world. There will be endless adventure, discovery, and opening of the eyes. There is the potential to see the link to the Supreme Lord in every aspect of life, and since he is all bliss and knowledge, that link will spiritualize every experience and every moment of vibrancy, birth after birth. In closing, my child's happiness to see, only desire in me, not that valuable time wasted, where useless experiences tasted, secret from tradition already known, by Dasharat and Tulsidas shown that meditate on image 1, for all auspiciousness to come.